Today's lesson of Rambam is Perek Shlishi, Chapter 3 of Hilchos Ishus, the Laws of Marriage, and it discusses the method of marriage. Halacha Aleph, Paragraph 1. Ketzad ha'isha miskadeshes. How does a woman become betrothed? I'd like to note that the word betrothal that will be used throughout this chapter and in subsequent chapters does not have the same connotation as it has in modern times, namely engagement. Betrothal is a form of marriage. However, in marriage itself, we will learn there are two stages, one which is called kiddushin, betrothal, or consecration, and then the other stage is called nisuin, which allows the husband and wife to be together. More of that will be discussed later. How does one achieve the level of betrothal, of kiddushin? The Rambam answers, Im bekesef hu mekadesh, ein pachos mepruta kesef, o shave pruta. If it is through money that he is betrothing this woman, then it cannot be less than the amount of a pruta's worth of silver, or the value of a pruta. Pruta is the smallest denomination, and it has to be that value, or the equivalent. Omer la, and the man says to her, to the woman, Hare at mikudeshes li, you are hereby consecrated unto me. O, hare at mo'oreses li, or you are hereby betrothed unto me. O, hare at li le'isha bazeh, behold, you are to me as a wife with this. And v'nosin la b'fnei edim, and he gives her the article in the presence of witnesses. V'ha'ish hu sha'omer dvarim shemishma'am shekona osa lo le'isha. It is the man who says those words whose meaning suggests that he is acquiring her as his wife, v'hu sheyitin lo hakesef, and it is also he that gives her the money or the article of value. Halacha beis, nasna hi v'amra lo. What happens if she gives the money or the article of value and says to him, Hare ani mekudeshes loch, I am hereby consecrated unto you. Hareini mo'oreses loch, I am hereby betrothed unto you. Hareini loch leintu, I am hereby your wife. Obachol l'shon hakna, or any other language suggesting that she is acquired to him, eina mekudeshes, she is not considered betrothed, because it is he that has to do everything. V'chein im nasne hi lo v'amar hu, eina mekudeshes. Likewise, if she gives the article of value to him, and it is he who says the formula that we refer to before, I am consecrating you to me, she is still not married, because she gave the money. If, however, he gave the money, and it is she who said the formula of marriage, then she is considered married, betrothed, out of doubt. In other words, in the Talmud, the source of this discussion, there is a question as to whether it is valid or not, and therefore we assume that she is considered married, but only because it is a doubt. Halacha Gimel, paragraph 3. V'im kidesh bishtar, if he betroths this woman with a written document, kosev al hanayar, o al acheres, o al ha'ola, o al kol davar sheyirtze, he writes on a piece of paper, or on a potsherd, or on a leaf, or anything that he chooses. The words that he writes is harei at mikudeshesli, o harei at mo'oresesli, v'chol kiyotze bidvarim elu. Either he writes the words, behold, you are consecrated unto me, behold, you are betrothed unto me, or anything similar to that, v'nosna la b'fnei edim, and he gives her the written document, the shtar, in the presence of witnesses. Halacha Dalet, paragraph 4. V'tzarech sheyichtav osa l'shem ha'isha ha'mizkadeshes, kigeit. He has to write the written document specifically for this woman that is to be betrothed, as is the rule concerning the case of a bill of divorce, a get. V'ein ekosva ela medaita, he must also write it only with her consent. She has to know about it and agree to it. Ksavo shelo lishma, if he writes it not for her specifically, o lishma shelo midaita, or he writes it for her specifically but without her knowledge and consent, afo pi shenesanolo lidaita bifnei edim, even though he gave it to her with her consent, in the presence of witnesses, eina mekudeshes, she is not betrothed. Halacha hei, v'im kidesh bevia, if he betroths this woman through the method of bia, marital relations, omer la, he must say to her, hareat mikudeshesli, o hareat mu'oresesli, o hareat li li'isha bevi'ilu zu. you are hereby consecrated unto me, or you are hereby betrothed unto me, or you are hereby my wife with this union, with this marital relationship, v'chol kiyotza b'zah, or any similar expression, u'misyachet ima b'fnei shnei edim u'bo'olot, and then he secludes himself with her in the presence of two witnesses and has relations with her. The fact that the witnesses know that they were alone is sufficient. They don't have to actually witness the marital act. V'amekadesh b'viya, mistama daito agmar biya. When a man betroths a woman by the way of marital relations, we assume that he has in mind the consummation or the completion of the act. U'kishayigmar b'yasa tia mekudeshes. And therefore, when is she considered betrothed to him? Only after he completes the marital act. Ubein Shaba Aleha Kedarka, Ubein Shaba Aleha Shalo Kedarka, Harezu Mekudeshes. When one betroths a woman by this manner, the way of intercourse, it is valid whether the act of intercourse was performed in a normal or an abnormal manner. Halacha Vav, paragraph 6. Hadvarim Sheyomar Ha'ish, Kishiyakadesh, Tzarach Sheyia Mishmam, Shehukona Ha'isha, Veloshi Yehe Mashma Shehikna Atzmo La. The words that are pronounced by the man when betrothing a woman must suggest that he is acquiring her and not that he causes himself to be acquired by her. Ketzad, how so? Haresha Amarla, or Shakasa Bishtar Shinasanola, if he says to her, or he writes us in the document that he gives her, the following words, Hareini Balech, behold, I become your master. Or Hareini Aruseich, behold, I become your betrothed one. Hareini Isheich, behold, I become your husband. V'chol kiyotze b'zeh, and anything similar to that, where he's acquiring himself to her, even though he's saying these words, ein kan kiddushin klal, there's absolutely no marriage, no betrothal. Amar la, o kasav la, if he says to her or writes to her, Hareyat Ishti, behold, you are my wife. Hareyat Arusasi, behold, you are my betrothed one. Oh, Hareyat Knuyuli, or if he says, behold, you are acquired to me, Hareyat Shali, you are mine, Hareyat Lukuchasi, behold, you are my purchase, or Hareyat Harufasi, behold, you are designated unto me, Hareyat Brushusi, you are behold in my jurisdiction, Hareyat Zakukali, behold, you are bound unto me, V'chol Kiyotze Behen, or anything similar to that, Harezo Mekudeshes, she is considered betrothed. All of these expressions can be found in one place or another in the Torah to be used as an indication of some form of marriage, and that is why they are valid. Halacha Zayin, paragraph 7, Amar la or Kasav la, if he says to her or writes to her in this document, the Shtar, Hareyat Miyuchedesli, behold, you are singled out for me, Hareyat Miyuedesli, behold, you are appointed unto me, Hareyat Izrasi, behold, you are my helpmeet, Hareyat Nigdasi, behold, you are my mate, Hareyat Tzulasi, behold, you are my rib. Hareyat Tzigurasi, behold, you are enclosed unto me. Hareyat Tachti, behold, you are under me. Hareyat Artsuras, behold, you are restricted unto me. Hareyat Tfusasi, behold, you are seized unto me. Harezo Mekudeshes Pesafik, she is considered betrothed only out of doubt. Because all of these foregoing expressions can also be interpreted in a different way, that he's not referring to marriage, he's just referring that she's making some commitment to him to do some type of work for him. However, the Rambam continues and qualifies this, that when is there a doubt? V'hu, provided, sheyiyah medabri ima tchila al iske kedushin, that he was first talking to her about matters concerning betrothal. Then, if he uses these expressions, it might be considered to be expressions of betrothal, and the marriage is effective. Avleim eino medabri ima tchila al iske kedushin, if he did not first speak to her about matters of marriage, of betrothal, ein choshishin lemilos elu, we pay no attention to these expressions, since she really doesn't know what he's telling her, because these words can have different meanings. Ches, paragraph 8. V'yesh l'ish l'kadesh isha b'chol l'shon shehi makeres bo. A man can betroth a woman in any language that she recognizes. V'yia mishma hadvarim b'osa haloshon shekna k'mosha bi'anu. As long as the meaning of the words that he uses in that language is that he is acquiring her, as we have explained earlier. What happens if the man was speaking to the woman about matters of betrothal? V'ratasa, and she consented. V'amad v'kideish v'lo perish, and he gets up and he betroths her without specifying. V'lo amr la klum, he says nothing to her. Ela nasan v'yada,
O Baal, either he gave the article of value and put it into her hand, or he has relations with her. Hoil v'heim asukin v'inyin dayo v'eino tzarech lefarish. As long as they were discussing the matter of betrothal beforehand, that is sufficient. He does not have to specify. V'chein edi hakedushin v'hagerushin ein tzarech lomer lehem atem edai. Likewise, with regard to the witnesses that witnessed the marriage, or in the case of divorce, those witnesses of divorce, he does not have to say to them, "You are my witnesses." Elakivan shegerish or kidesh bifnehem. As long as he goes through the act of divorce or of marriage, betrothal, in their presence, harezo mekudeshes o megureshes. She is married or divorced, depending on what the situation was. Halacha tes, paragraph 9. Ha'omer leisha hiskachi lechetzi harezo mekudeshes. If a man says to a woman, "Be consecrated unto me to half of me," she is considered to be married. Halamazedoma, to what can we compare this? Laomer la, to one who says to her, "Tehi ishti atri acheres," you shall become my wife, you and another. Shenimtsa she'ein lo ela chatzi ish. The result of that is that she only has half of the man, because the man can also betroth another wife. Obviously, this is referring to the time or the place in which the cherim, the Rabbeinu Gershom, the edict and ban of Rabbeinu Gershom was not in effect, and as a result, a man was allowed to marry even more than one wife. Therefore, the man can say to the woman, "Be married to half of me, because I have room, so to speak, for another wife." Aval im amar chetzieich mikudesh li eina mikudeshes. If he says to her, "Half of you shall be consecrated or betrothed unto me," she is not married. She'ein isha achas ru'uya l'shnayim, because one woman is not fit for two. She cannot marry two husbands. V'chein im omer, hareyat mikudeshes li vilaze eina mikudeshes. So too if he says, "Behold, you are consecrated unto me and to someone else," she is not considered betrothed, because this expression suggests that he's allowing her to be married to two husbands, and that is impossible. Halacha yud, 10. Amar la, harei chetzyech mikudesh li bepruta, v'chetzyech bepruta. If he says to her, "Behold, half of you shall be consecrated unto me, married unto me with one pruta," that's the minimum amount used for betrothal, "and half of you with a pruta." Sha'amar la, or if he says to her, "Chetzyech mikudesh li b'chatzi pruta," half of you shall be betrothed unto me, or consecrated unto me with a half of a pruta, v'chetzech ha'acher mekudesh b'chatzi pruta, and the other half of you shall be consecrated unto me with a half a pruta, harezo mekudeshes, she is considered married. And the reason for this is because here we assume that he's not really marrying half of her, but he's merely enumerating the amount that he's giving, and he's saying, "I'm giving you one pruta and then another pruta, or half and a half." The end result is that he's marrying all of her with either two prutos or one, depending on the case. However, in the next few cases, there's going to be a doubt. Amar la, if he says to her, "Chetzyech mekudesh li bepruta hayom, v'chetzyech bepruta lemachar," if half of you, he says to her, "shall be consecrated unto me with one pruta today, and half of you with a pruta tomorrow," here the question is he merely enumerating the amount that he wants to give her, or is he really dividing it into two, that he's marrying half of her today and half tomorrow, in which case that would not be valid. This is a doubt, as the Rambam will conclude, that she's married only because of doubt. Another case is Shnei Chatzayayich Bifruta. If he says clearly, "Two of your halves with one pruta," here he mentions the halves before he mentions the amount. In this case, you might think that she might not be considered married because he's really marrying two halves, a half at a time, and that, of course, is invalid. That's why there's a doubt in this case. Another case is Shtei b'nosecha l'shnei banai bepruta. If a man says to another man, "says two of your daughters should be married to two of my sons with one pruta." Now, in this case, the doubt is somewhat different than the preceding cases. In this case, the law is, as we will learn later, that a father has the right to marry off his daughter, if she's a ktana, a minor, or a naira, a maiden. Now, in that case, the husband gives the money not to the daughter, but to the father. Now, insofar as the father is concerned, since he gets the money, he got a whole pruta. But on the other hand, if we look at the daughters, the ones who are going to be married, if you split the purta between the two of them, it's not sufficient, because you need one purta for every person. That's why there's a doubt. Another case, a doubtful case, bitcha mekudeshesli, ufarascha mechurali befruta. If a man says to another man, your daughter shall be betrothed unto me, and your cow shall be sold to me with one pruta, is she married or not? On one hand, you would say no, because the pruta is split up between the two, and that means she's being married with less than one pruta. On the other hand, since most people know that you cannot acquire a cow with a pruta, with money, there's another method of acquiring a cow. The man does not really mean that he's going to be using that pruta for the acquisition of the cow. He's merely referring to the woman, that she's going to be married to him with a pruta, and he'll buy the cow, he'll acquire it through the proper method of acquisition for animals. Maybe then the marriage would be valid. Another case, which is doubtful, obidcha v'karka'acha li b'pruta, is your daughter and your land, your real estate, shall be acquired to me with a pruta. In this case, since real estate can be acquired with money, the question is, perhaps he means actually to use that one pruta for both purchases, in which case it would not be a valid marriage, because there's less than a pruta for the marriage. On the other hand, maybe he doesn't really mean that he's going to use the pruta for the real estate. The pruta is obviously for the marriage, and the real estate he'll acquire some other way. B'chol elu mekudeshes b'safek. In all of these cases, the Rambam concludes, she's considered to be betrothed to him only out of doubt, because we're not sure whether it is valid or not, for the reasons that were explained before. Halacha Yud Aleph, paragraph 11. Ha'av mekadesh esbito shelo ledaita kol zman shehi ketana. A father can betroth his daughter to a man without her consent, as long as she is a minor. He is capable of doing it, legally capable. Whether it is proper for him to do it, the Rambam will discuss later. V'chein kishihi naira rishusa biyadu. Likewise, when she is a maiden, that means from the age of 12 in one day to 12 and 6 months, she is still in his jurisdiction. In this regard, he has the right to marry her off to someone. Shenemar, as it says in the book of Deuteronomy, as biti nosati lo ish hazeh leisha. The father says to the court, my daughter I gave over to this man as a wife. The father has the right to marry off his daughter. V'kidusheha liavia, the money given, or the article of value given, or the bill, the document that is given, goes to the father. V'chein hu zakai b'mitziyasa uv'maisi yodeha uv'chsubasa im nizgarsha o nizalmana min ha'erison hu zakai bakol ad shetivgar. So too, the father has title to anything she may find, to her earnings, and to her ksuba. If she is divorced or widowed after the betrothal, he has title to all of these things until she becomes a mature adult at the age of 12 and a half. Now, what he means by ksuba, when everyone gets married, they have to write a ksuba, that is another document, has nothing to do with the actual marriage document, if one marries through a shtar, and in that ksuba, the husband obligates himself and his estate to pay a certain amount of money to his wife in the event of him dying, or in the event of him divorcing her. If the father marries off his daughter, he's entitled to the ksuba if the man dies or he divorces her. And that is only if he divorces her after betrothal. Lefichach, mikabel ha'av kedusha bito miyom shetivolid ad shetivgar. Therefore, the father may accept the article of value used in betrothal in behalf of his daughter from the day of her birth until she becomes of age, that is, at the age of 12 and a half. Va'filo ha'isa chereshes oshota, v'kidsha ha'av harehi eishes ish gemura. Even if she's a deaf mute or an imbecile, and her father has a betrothed, she has the status of a fully married woman. Even though if she herself would do it after she becomes of age, she would not be considered married, biblically speaking. V'im ha'isa ba'shal oshanam v'yom echad, if she is 3 years and one day old, she may be betrothed by an act of marital relations with the consent of her father. If she's less than 3 years and one day, and her father has her betrothed, submits her to marriage through the act of intercourse, she is not considered betrothed, because under the age of 3 1 day, the act of intercourse is not considered to be an effective act. Halacha Yud Beis, paragraph 12. Bagra habas ein la via barishus. Once the girl comes of age, she's now a mature girl, 12 and a half, her father no longer has any jurisdiction over her. Vaharehi kishar kol hanashim she'enam miskachos ela ladaiton. And she is just like all other women who cannot be betrothed unless it is by their consent. V'chein im hisia aviha v'nis almana o'nisgarsha b'chaye aviha. So too, if the father marries her off, and she becomes widowed or divorced in the lifetime of her father, now that she is no longer married, harihi b'rshus atzma, she is now in her own possession. V'afal pi she'adayin hiktana, even though she might still be a minor. Kivan shenises ein lahavia ba rishus laolam. Once she is married, true, through her father, by her father. But once she was married, and now her father no longer has any authority over her. It should be noted that this is true only when the father has not only given her over for betrothal, but also has given her over for the second stage of marriage, nisuyin, where the husband and wife already live together, and after that stage she is considered to be independent of her father. Halacha Yud Gimel, paragraph 13. Niskatsha kodem shetivgar shalola dasa viha, eina mikudeshes. If she becomes betrothed before she reaches the age of maturity, without the consent of her father, she is not considered betrothed. She must have the consent of her father. V'afilu im nisratzaha av achashi niskatsha. And this is true even if the father consented after she was betrothed. It has to be before betrothal that we have to get his consent. V'afilu im nisalmuna o nisgarsha min osam hakedushin, ein asura l'kohen. And this is true that even if she was widowed or divorced from that marriage, she got married without her father's consent, she is not forbidden to a kohen. Normally, a kohen may not marry a divorcee, and a kohen gadol, the high priest, may not marry a widow. In this case, she's not considered a widow or a divorcee because the marriage was not really valid. Uvein hi uvein avia yecholun la'akev. During this stage, either she or her father could prevent the marriage from taking effect. This means that even if the father agreed at the time of marriage, but then the daughter does not want to be considered married, she can prevent the marriage from taking effect, because the father cannot force her unless he himself was the one who married her off. But if she is the one who initiates the marriage, then she could prevent it. And likewise, the father can also prevent the marriage, even if she was betrothed in his presence, and he was silent. He could stop it after the marriage. Beinim niskatsha b'fanav, bein she niskatsha shalo b'fanav, einim mekudeshes. Whether she was betrothed in his presence, or whether she was betrothed not in his presence, she is not considered betrothed. That means, whether she was betrothed in his presence and he was silent, and then he protests, whether she was betrothed not in his presence, even if he consents later, she is not considered betrothed. The father's consent is crucial. Halacha Yudalit. Haisa habas safik bogeris. What happens if the daughter was in a doubtful state whether she is considered a mature adult or not? Bein shekitcha avia shalola daita. Bein shekitcha hi atzma shalola dasa viha. Harezo mekadeshes besafik. Whether she was betrothed by her father without her consent, whether she betrothed herself without her father's consent. Here, the betrothal is considered doubtful. In the case of where the father betrothed her without her consent, we assume that perhaps she was not a bogeris, she was still a naira, a maiden, in which case it will be a valid marriage. And in the case where she betrothes herself without her father's consent, we assume that maybe she is a bogeris, maybe she's already a mature adult, she came of age, in which case the marriage might be valid as well. But it's only a doubt. L'fichach tzricha get misafik. That's why she requires a get, a bill of divorce, out of doubt. Yesh la'ish lasa shaliach l'kadosh lo isha. A man could appoint a proxy, an agent, to marry, to betroth a woman unto him. Bein isha plonis, bein isha mishar hanashim. Whether he specifies which woman he wants the shaliach, the agent, to betroth for him, or whether he says any woman, he does not specify. V'chein ha'isha hagdola, osa shaliach l'kabel kiddusheha. Likewise, a woman, an adult woman, can appoint a shaliach, an agent, to receive her kiddushin, her article of value for the purpose of betrothal, whether bein miish ploni, bein miish mishar anashim, whether she specifies a particular man, or whether she tells the agent to accept betrothal from any man whatsoever. V'chein ha'av osa shaliach l'kab l'kiddushin bito, k'shehi brashuso. Likewise, a father may appoint an agent to accept the article of value for his daughter's betrothal, as long as she is under his authority, until she reaches the age of maturity. V'omer ha'av l'bito haktana, tzi'i v'kab l'kiddushayach. A father may say to his minor daughter that she should go forth and accept the article of value for her betrothal. Ultimately, the article of value will belong to the father, but the father has the right to appoint his daughter as the one who actually receives the article of value, and she is then considered married. Halacha Tezva, 15. Kol ha'osa shaliach l'kabel ha'kiddushin, sarach la'asosa b'fnei edim. Whoever appoints an agent to receive the article of betrothal must do it in the presence of witnesses, the receiving. Aval ha'isha asa shaliach l'kaddish lo isha, ein la'tzarach la'asosa b'edim. However, a man who appoints an agent to betroth a woman for him is not required to appoint the agent in the presence of witnesses. She'ein makam la'edim b'shlichas ha'ish, elo la'hodiyah amitas hadavar. The only basis in the case of a man appointing an agent to do so in the presence of witnesses is for the exclusive purpose of verifying what happened. We have to establish what the facts are, but not to make the agency take effect. Whereas in the case of the woman who appoints the agent to receive it, without the witnesses, the agent is not considered to be a duly appointed agent. Lefichach, im hodu hashaliach v'hamashaleach einam tzrichem edim. Therefore, if both the agent and the sender agree that this appointment was made, there is no need for witnesses, because since we know from those two what really happened, there is no reason to verify the truth. We already know the truth. Kamo shliach haget, just like the agent who was used to send a get, he does not have to be appointed by the mishaleach, the sender, in the presence of witnesses. Ukimo shliach shehirshahu lahafish lo truma ukiyotze behen b'chol makom. This can also be compared to an agent commissioned to separate the truma, the tithes that we give to a kohen, and in similar cases, everywhere. You don't have to appoint the agent in the presence of witnesses. And the Rambam concludes with the principle, Sheshlucho shel adam kimoso ve'eino tzarech edim. For a person's agent is equivalent to the person himself, and there is no need to have witnesses to establish that agency. Halacha Tezayin, 16. Hashaliach nase eid. A shaliach, an agent, can become a witness. Lefichach im asa shnei shaluchim lekadish lo isha. Therefore, if a man appoints two agents to betroth a woman for himself, v'holchu v'kitchu osa, and they proceeded to betroth her, heim heim shlucha v'heim heim edei hakiddushin. They are the agents, and they are also the witnesses. They can become the witnesses for the betrothal, which of course requires witnesses, not just to determine that it's true, that so-and-so married so-and-so, but without the witnesses, the marriage does not take effect. The same people who are the shaluchim, the agents, can actually be the witnesses. Ve'einam tzrichim lekachalo b'fnishnayim acherim. There is no need for them to betroth her to that man in the presence of other two witnesses. Halacha Yudzayin, paragraph 17. Hakol k'sherim l'shlichus, chutz mechere shote v'katan. Everyone is qualified to serve as an agent, with the exception of a deaf mute, an imbecile, and a minor. Because they do not have sufficient understanding. They are not mature enough. Likewise, a non-Jew is not qualified to be a shliach, an agent. Because he's not a member of the covenant. Where does it say that he has to be a member of the covenant to be an agent? The Rambam cites the following verse. And it is stated in the book of Numbers, Kein tarimu gam atem. Thus you shall also offer. This is stated in reference to the separating of the tithe, truma, to be given to the Kohen. The word gam also is superfluous, from which the Talmud derives the law of agency, that not only you can do it, separate the tithes, but you can also appoint another person to do it for you. L'rabos hashliach, to include even an agent. And the Rambam then continues by citing the words of the Talmud, Uma atem b'nei vris, ap shluchachem b'nei vris. And just as you, the principal, must be a member of the covenant, so too the shliach, the agent, whose power is represented in this same verse, must also be similar to the principal, namely a member of the covenant. Lahotzi es hagoy, that excludes a non-Jew. Aval ha'eved, afal pishahu nasa shaliach ledavish ha'bimamon. However, a servant, even though he can become an agent for monetary matters, harehu pasul l'shlichus ha'kedushin v'hagitin, he is disqualified for agency with regard to marriage and divorce. L'fisha eino b'toras gitin v'kedushin, because he is not subject to the laws of marriage and divorce. Therefore, he cannot serve within these precincts. Halacha Yudches 18. Shliach ha'ish shemekadesh omer lo, hareyat mikodeshes leploni bekesev zeh o bishtar zeh. When an agent of the man betroths a woman for him, he says to her, behold, you are consecrated to so-and-so with this article of value or with this written document. Im shliach ha'isha hu shemekabel ha'kedushin omer lo, if it is the woman's agent who receives the article of value for betrothal, the husband says to him, to the shliach, to the agent, Hare ploni shesholcha oscha mekodeshesli, so-and-so who sent you shall be sanctified or consecrated unto me. Vahu omer lo, and the shliach then says to the husband, Kidashti Allah, o erasti Allah, o nasati Allah le'isha, v'chol kiyotza b'zeh, I have consecrated her unto you, or I have betrothed her unto you, or I have given her unto you as a wife, or anything similar to that. V'chein ha-mekavish ayidei ha'av, omer lo, harei bitcha plonis mikudeshesli. V'hu omer lo, kidashti Allah. Similarly, he who betroths a woman at the hands of her father should say to him, behold, your daughter, so-and-so, is betrothed unto me. And the father should respond, I have betrothed her unto you. Imar maha'av o ashliach hein, dayo, v'afilu shasak. If the father or the agent responds with no more than saying yes, that's sufficient. Indeed, he may even remain silent. V'im hayu asukin ba'osa inyan, v'nasin la'avo l'shliach, v'lo perish v'lo yomar davar, dayo, v'him kodeshes. If the parties had been discussing the matter of marriage, of betrothal, and the man thereupon gives the article of value for betrothal to the father or to the agent, without specifying or saying anything further, it is sufficient, and the woman is validly betrothed. V'im kidesh b'shtar, eina kosva ela medas ha'av o medas ha'shliach. If the betrothal was performed with a document, it must be written with the consent of the father or the agent. V'chein b'chol ha'dvarim kulam shel kedushin, din ha'ish im ha'isha, kedin shliach im shliach o im ha'av. And likewise, in all matters concerning kedushin, concerning betrothal, the law of the man with the woman is like the law of the agent with the agent or with the father. This wording of the Rambam is somewhat unclear, and there are those who cite Yemenite manuscripts where the language is somewhat different, where it says, Kedin ha'ish im ha'isha, kach din shaliach, which translates that the same law of the man with the woman would apply to the law of the agent. Everything that applies to a regular betrothal, with principles themselves, would apply to the with the case where there's a shliach involved. Halacha Yutes, paragraph 19. Mitzvah sheyikadish adam's ishto be'atzmo yosem al yadei shelucho. It is a greater mitzvah, it is a more desirable act, that the man betroths the woman himself, personally, more so than if he does it through an agent. V'chein mitzvah le'isha shetekadish atzma biyada yosem me'al yadei shelucho. So too, it is a greater mitzvah, more desirable act, that the woman betroths herself, personally, more so than if she does it through her agent. V'yafa pishiyesh rishus la'av l'kadosh bito k'shehi k'tana u'k'shehi naira l'chol mi shiyirtza. Although the father has the authority to betroth his daughter when she's a minor or when she's a maiden to whomever he desires, even though that's legally acceptable, ein ro'i lasis kein ela mitzvas chachamim shelo yikadosh adam bito k'shehi k'tana ad shetagdil v'somar l'ploni ani rotza. it is not appropriate to do that. However, the sages commanded that a man should not betroth his daughter when she is still a minor until she matures and becomes an adult and says, to this man, I want to be married. The father should not impose his will on his daughter. That is what our sages commanded us. V'chein ha'ish ein roi l'kadish ketana. It is also not appropriate for a man to betroth a minor. V'lo yikadish isha ad sheyirena v'siya ksheira be'enav. Likewise, a man should not betroth a woman until he sees her, until she finds favor in his eyes. Shema lo simtzachein be'enav v'nimtza megarsha o shochav ima v'hu sona. Lest she should find no favor in his eyes, and the result would be that he would have to divorce her, or else lie with her while he dislikes her. Halacha Chaf 20. Hamikadesh bevia hare'elu kedushi Torah. If someone betroths a woman with intercourse, that is considered to be an act of betrothal that is biblically valid. It has the authority of the Torah. V'chein miskadeshes b'shtar min ha'Torah, k'shem shegomer umegarish, shenemar v'chasev lo sefer krisus, kach gomer umachnis. So too, a woman can be betrothed with a written document, and that is on biblical authority, just as he could complete and divorce her. That means, just as the divorce document completes the process of divorce, as it says, and he writes to her a bill of separation, so does the document of betrothal complete the betrothal. That means she becomes a full-fledged married woman, biblically speaking. Avol ha-kesef medivrei sofrim. However, giving kesef, money, or an article of value, is only on the authority of the rabbis. V'chein din ha-kesef din Torah u'perusha medivrei sofrim. In some versions, it adds the following, and some say this is the Rambam's revision of his view. Likewise, the law of kesef, of giving an article of value, is biblical in its authority. It has only been clarified by the rabbis. Shenemar, and this is the biblical source to the effectiveness of giving an article of value for betrothal. In the book of Deuteronomy it is stated, Ki yikach ish isha, if a man takes a woman, what is the definition of the word taking? V'amru chachamim, and our sages said, Likuchim elu yiyu bekesef. This acquisition, this taking, must be through kesef, money or an article of value. Shenemar, as it says in the book of Genesis, with respect to Abraham's purchase of the cave of Machpelah, Nosati kesef hasada kach mimeni. I have given the money of the field, take it of me. And the word take is used in this case in reference to money, so we also assume, on the basis of the biblical rule of interpretation called Gzera Shava, that likewise when the Torah says take with regard to marriage, betrothal, it implies the transfer of money from the man to the woman. The Rambam is believed to hold the opinion that anything that is not directly stated in the Torah but is based on the 13 methods of interpretation is considered to be of rabbinical origin. However, as I mentioned before, there are some manuscripts in which the Rambam revised his view and agrees with those who say that kesef, giving an article of value, is also of biblical nature and authority. Halacha Chaf Aleph 21. Afal pi she'ikar hadavar kachu, even though essentially this is the way it is, as we mentioned before, that you can marry a woman, betroth a woman, biblically with intercourse or with a document. Kfar nahagu kol Yisrael l'kadesh b'kesef o b'shav kesef. Nevertheless, it has become the custom of all of Israel to betroth a woman with money or with its equivalent. V'chein imratza l'kadosh b'shtar mikadosh. Likewise, if one prefers to bring about the betrothal with a written document, he can do so and betroth with a written document. Aval ein mikachin b'viyah l'chatchila. Initially, at the outset, one should not betroth a woman with intercourse. V'im kidesh b'viyah makid osa makas mardus. And if the man violates this and does betroth with intercourse, even though it is effective that they are considered married, this person would be liable to flogging for disobedience. That means that whenever one violates a rabbinical edict, they are qualified, they are eligible for this type of flogging, this type of penalty. Kedei shelo yiyu Yisrael prutzim bedavar zeh, af al pi shekidushav kidushin gemurim. The reason for this is, is so that the children of Israel should not become wanton in this matter, even though, as we mentioned before, the Rambam says here that the marriage is considered to be valid. That there are times when you do something, it can be legally effective at the same time that it is illegal to perform that act. Halacha Chav Beis, 22. V'chein ha-mikadesh b'lo shiduchin. The same type of disapproval that the sages had, as we mentioned before, marrying with intercourse, is true about a person who betroths a woman without prior negotiation. O ha-mikadesh b'shuk, or one who betroths a woman in the street. Afal pi she-kedushav kedushin gemurin, makin oso makis mardus. Even though the betrothal is perfectly valid, he is nevertheless liable to flogging for disobedience. Kidei shelo yehei dover ze hergel isnus v'yidmo l'kideisha shahaisa kodem matan Torah. And the reason for this is, in order that this procedure should not become a habit which might lead to harlotry, inasmuch as it makes the woman appear similar to the harlot who was common in the time preceding the giving of the Torah. Chav Gimel, 23. Kol ha-mikadesh isha bein al yedei atzmo bein al yedei shaliach. Tzarech levarech kodem hakadushin. Whoever betroths a woman, either he does it personally or he does it through an agent, must recite a bracha, a benediction, prior to the betrothal, before he gives her the article of value, the ring, or the shtar, the written document. Ohu o shlucho, either he makes the blessing or his agent, kederech shemevarchen al kol hamitzvos, in the same manner that one recites a blessing, a benediction, before one performs any commandment. V'yachar kach mikadish, and only after that does he betroth her. V'im kidesh v'lo berech, lo yivarech achar hakadushin. If one had already betrothed the woman and did not make the benediction, he should not do so after the betrothal. Shazo bracha levatola, mashanasa kvarnasa. This would be a blessing in vain, invoking God's name in vain. What was done was already done. It's too late because you already did the mitzvah, and one must make the blessing before the performance of the mitzvah. Halacha chavdalad, the final paragraph 24. Ketzed mevarech. What is the formula of the benediction? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Blessed are you, God, our God, the King of the Universe. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav, who has sanctified us with His commandments. V'hivdilanu min ha'arayos, who has separated us from the forbidden types of relationships. V'asalanu es ha'arusos, and has prohibited to us those who are betrothed, because the husband is still forbidden to his wife until the second stage of marriage. V'hitzer lanu es hanesuos, ayudei chupa v'kiddushin, but he has permitted us, those who are wedded by way of bridal canopy and betrothal. Baruch ata Hashem, mikadesh Yisrael, bless are you, O God, the sanctifier of Israel. Zohi birkas erusin, this is the benediction that precedes the betrothal. It is customary among the people to perform this blessing over a cup of wine or beer. If there is wine, then the blessing over the wine should be pronounced first, then the blessing over the betrothal, and then the betrothal of the woman should be performed, in that order. If no wine or beer is available, the blessing over the betrothal is the only one to be recited. With this, the Rambam completes the third chapter of Hilchas Ishus, the Laws of Marriage.